Judith Enck was the EPA regional administrator during the Obama administration. She first warned Hoosick Falls residents in the fall of 2015 not to drink the water in their village because it was contaminated with PFOA, a chemical used in plastics manufacturing for decades in the area. Enck, who left the EPA during the first days of the Trump administration, is working with scientists and academics at nearby Bennington College, which is conducting the study.
The goal of this community questionnaire is to determine, are there trends, health trends in these communities among the residents who consumed contaminated water?
A few months after the EPA got involved, Governor Cuomo and his administration declared the village of Hoosick Falls a state Superfund site. But Cuomo and his aides were criticized at the time by village residents for not acting quickly enough and for initially downplaying the crisis. The creators of the survey, which include Dr. Howard Freed, the former director for the Center of Environmental Health at the State Health Department, did not point fingers at the Cuomo administration. But Dr. David Bond with Bennington College says through talking to residents, they've discovered there's a need for more data on potential health effects from exposure to the chemical.
Residents have expressed frustration at the toxic uncertainty that PFOA has introduced into their lives. So many mothers and fathers have expressed fear and outrage that the homes they labored for years to call their own may have been quietly causing harm to their families all along.
Bond has received two grants from the National Science Foundation to research the effects of PFOA in the region. He says the survey focuses on six specific illnesses, including kidney cancer and thyroid disease, that are already associated in scientific studies with exposure to PFOA. Hoosick Falls resident Charlene Prey attended the announcement with her two grandchildren. All of them drank the contaminated water for several years, and Prey has elevated levels of PFOA in her blood. She says Cuomo's health department dropped the ball.
It was disappointing there weren't regulations to protect us, but now that the incident has happened, then protect us by getting out and finding out exactly what's going on.
Cuomo's health commissioner, Dr. Howard Zucker, was testifying nearby in the Capitol complex at an unrelated hearing on Lyme disease. Zucker says he doesn't know anything about the Bennington College study and so can't comment.
I know that there was an event or a hearing right now, but I was in this hearing here, so I haven't heard what came out of that.
Three members of the State Health Department attended the announcement about the study, according to a sign-up sheet. When informed by reporters about what the study would do, Zucker said the health department already asked residents about health concerns.
We actually asked a questionnaire with a lot of information at that point, which we collected.
A spokesman for the state health department later clarified that a survey that accompanied 2016 blood testing of residents asked about any health concerns that residents were having. Around 3,000 residents were tested. About 1,700 responded to the survey. Spokesman Gary Holmes says the health department questionnaire did not limit the questions to the six illnesses scientifically associated with PFOA exposure, though. He says they did that on purpose because they did not want to constrain the answers. Holmes says there's no timetable yet for when the data from the 1,700 questionnaires might be released. The health department has looked at previously published data through the New York State Cancer Registry and concluded in July of this year that there was no significant incident of cancer within the Hoosick Falls village limits. Just as Bennington College was announcing its survey, the State Health Department issued a press release saying Health Commissioner Zucker has written a letter to the Centers for Disease Control in Washington asking that a federal survey be conducted. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.